Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of June 5th, 2023. Illinois lawmakers okayed a bill allowing police use of drones at public events. An underage ISIS supporter allegedly planned an explosives attack in northern Italy. Netherlands is at an increased risk for terrorist attacks. And extremists are using online gaming sites to spread rhetoric. So let's break these stories down. Nearly a year after a mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, state lawmakers approved legislation last week allowing law enforcement agencies to operate surveillance drones for public safety during planned gatherings such as parades, concerts, races, and food festivals. The bipartisan bill, which amends the Freedom from Drone Surveillance Act, limits drone activity to law enforcement agencies only and prohibits the weaponization of the devices. Authorities must notify the public when the drones are in use, and the law only permits the facial identity systems to prevent imminent harm to life. Officials must erase the footage after 24 hours, with the exception of specific cases. For example, when footage contains evidence of a crime, at which point authorities must issue a report that includes a location, date, and justification for drone surveillance. The bill also allows law enforcement personnel to deploy drones to support search and rescue operations. A gunman killed 7 individuals and injured 48 others after opening fire at an Independence Day parade in Highland Park July 4th last year. The Illinois governor must approve the legislation for the law to take effect. Italian authorities arrested May 26 a suspected underage ISIS supporter who allegedly planned an attack with an explosive in his home region of northern Italy, media outlets reported. Investigators said the minor, an Italian citizen of foreign origin, possessed videos of executions, weapons manuals, and instructions on building explosive devices, which he was passing along to a network of young ISIS supporters in other countries, while encouraging them to take violent action. Police arrested the suspect, who had been under surveillance by the Italian intelligence, in the province of Bergamo. They said the suspect had quickly become radicalized, published terrorist propaganda online, and initiated plans for an explosives attack. The suspect faces charges of suspicion of association with the aim of terrorism, terrorist training, extolling the virtues of terrorism, and instigating to commit a crime. The Netherlands is at an increased risk for possible terrorist attack from extremists, the country's National Coordinator for Security and Counterterrorism reported May 30th. While the overall threat level remained 3 on a scale of 5, the organization said that the threat of a terrorist attack in the Netherlands has increased over the past 6 months. The coordinator added that according to the agency's latest threat assessment, there are also increasing signs that extremist organizations, including those right-wing ideologies, are preparing for terrorist attacks in Europe. Although long considered a legitimate target for an attack, the threat recently increased due in part to an incident in January where anti-Islam activist Edwin Wagensveld, leader of the Dutch branch of the far-right Pegida movement, destroyed the Quran, the holy book for Muslims, in protest. Such actions put Netherlands on the radar of extremist networks in Syria, Afghanistan, and Turkey, the organization concluded. Extremists are using online gaming sites to spread hate and violence to larger communities, according to the New York University Center for Business and Human Rights' recent study. Groups such as neo-Nazis are using everything from Minecraft to Discord to share bigoted material. The study found that extremists are using various tactics to engage supporters in their ideas and beliefs, such as designing games, putting their own spin on existing games, using chat features to share their ideas, and using platforms to recruit supporters with grave real-world consequences. 51% of all gamers surveyed said they were exposed to extremist rhetoric in the last year. 36% experienced acute harassment while playing online multiplayer games. 8% wanted to learn more about extremist topics. And 3% engaged with the comments. While many individuals can ignore the content or block views they are not interested in, extremists have successfully converted some gamers to their ideologies. In the most extreme instances, individuals radicalized on gaming sites have committed horrific acts of mass violence, including the recent shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Highland Park, Illinois. The study noted that young adults and teens on gaming platforms are at great risk of exposure because they may not always be aware of their surroundings or consequences, which allow extremists to take advantage of them. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of the current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.